Number 12. Indonesia is a Southeast Asian country where more than 200 million people live. It may seem far away from Japan, but Indonesia and Japan have a lot in common. First, both are island countries. Secondly, they have a lot of earthquakes every year because there are many volcanoes in both countries. Just like Japan, Indonesia has suffered from various kinds of damage caused by earthquakes and tsunamis. For many years, Japan has helped Indonesia to recover from earthquake damage and to prevent some disasters from occurring. One of the ways Japan has assisted Indonesia is by cooperating in the field of so-called sabo. Indonesia's land contains a lot of ash from volcanoes. This makes the soil weak and often causes landslides. Using Japan's wealth of knowledge about landslide disasters, the Japanese government has trained Indonesian engineers and taught them techniques to reduce soil movement so that they can save local people from harm. Sabo is a Japanese word formed of two parts, sa and bo. The first part means sand, and the second means protection. Sabo has now become a standard term used at international conferences. Japan also helps Indonesia build buildings that are resistant to earthquakes. Many houses and buildings in Indonesia are built at low cost, and their durability standards are greatly inferior to the Japanese standards. Therefore, these buildings can easily collapse when earthquakes occur. It is said that most houses and buildings can only withstand earthquakes with an intensity of 3 at best. They are very weak when compared with Japanese buildings. Today, Japanese law requires that all Japanese buildings must be strong enough to resist strong earthquakes of level 5 or 6. Japan has sent construction experts to Indonesia and helped local carpenters build buildings that are more earthquake resistant. They have also helped strengthen medical centers because these facilities are the most essential of all when an earthquake occurs and a lot of houses and buildings collapse. In developing countries like Indonesia, however, the most serious problem is money. Even if developed countries like Japan teach Indonesian people how to build stronger buildings, they will not be able to actually do it as long as the methods cost a lot of money. What they really need is practical solutions that cost less money and are more effective. In short, they need building methods that allow them to spend approximately the same amount of money and use the same level of building materials as before, yet build stronger buildings. If such methods are introduced into Indonesia, local builders will be able to apply them to many more buildings. Indonesia continues to need long-term assistance.